lift up your voice and let's give God worship tonight. Let's give God praise for his kindness. Bless his holy name, for he is good. There is none that can be compared to the God that we serve. We serve a great and mighty God. He has made himself available. Let's worship him. Let's bless the God of our salvation. There is none like him. Jehovah is his name. Father, we worship you. Father, we magnify your name. Glorious are you, Father. Heavenly Father, we give you praise. Lord, we bless your name. What a marvelous God you are. What a gracious Father you are. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. There is no God like you. You are a good God. The Lord is good. And we declare that God is good because he is good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
I want you to pray one prayer. That, Father, tonight's meeting, let my word come. Let my word come. Let my eyes be open to the truth of your word. Open your mouth, lift up your voice, and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your word come. There's a word for you tonight. There's a word for you tonight. That you will be sensitive. That I will be sensitive. I will be sensitive to the word. I will be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Oh, for there's an outbreak of revelation tonight. My Father, open my eyes, O God, to behold great and marvelous things from thy word. Father of mercy, you have not called me to seek you in vain. I've not come to seek you in vain, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have not called us to seek you in vain. Whenever we gather before you, Lord, is so that you can bless. Thank you because there's a blessing you want to bless us with tonight. We receive your word. We receive your spirit tonight. And Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to your year of awesome deeds in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Amen.
Can you say with me 2021?
2021
is my year for awesome deeds. 2021 is my year for awesome deeds. Will you say to two persons, if you are by two persons, just say to two persons there that 2021 is my year for awesome deeds. Please say to two persons around you. Hallelujah. Now, one more time, I want you to say it this way. 2021 is my year for awesome deeds according to Psalm 65, verse 5. Praise God. You are welcome to this month of our season of enlargement. It is my prayer that this month will not leave you the way it met you.
Amen.
You shall be enlarged in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Enlarge on all sides of your life.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are still looking at focus on the kingdom of God for enlargement. Part 4, I believe. We should be in part 4 now. Hallelujah. That's what we are looking at every Wednesday. Focus on the kingdom. Bless kingdom focus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be great. Today is going to be wonderful.
Amen.
We have been praying and we are believing God for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
As we look at kingdom focus for enlargement, it's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Is somebody ready for us today?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Amen.
You sure you are ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you are ready?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. We are going to start now. It's going to be wonderful today. I believe God for you that this fasting you have fasted today, as we are about to break it, the Spirit of God will go ahead of you.
Amen.
God will open your eyes to see some things you've never seen before.
Amen.
And what you have been seeing before, it will become real to your spirit this time around.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Let me begin by saying this, that the Bible is not just a textbook. The Bible is not just a storybook. Not even just a history book. The Bible is a handbook for living. This book called the Bible is not just a history book. Of course, if you read it, you will see the history of the Jews is there. Specifically, talking about the Jewish nation called Israel. But this book is not just about history. This book is a handbook for living. Just like when you buy any appliance, there is a little handbook in it on how to benefit maximally from that product that you bought. In the same way, this book called the Bible, it is a handbook for living, for prosperity, for a healthy lifestyle. Do you want to excel in life? Make this book your consultant. Let this book called the Bible become your consultant. Because it is the wisdom of the Almighty God written down. It is the wisdom of the Almighty God written down for you and I to apply it so that we can apply it to our everyday circumstances. It is full of wisdom. Don't just see it as the book of God. Look, it is for your benefit that God put down. He said, "What thou seest, write." He told John the beloved to write it. He told Jeremiah to write it. He asked all of them to write it so that you and I can be benefited from what was spoken. This book is alive. This book is alive. It's not just an ordinary book. It cannot be classified with other books because it is a living organism. This book called the Bible is a living thing. It has the power to transform your life. This book is full of the ways and the wisdom of God to overcome every challenge. And I mean it, every challenge, not some challenge. Are you going to encounter challenges in life? Yes, you are going to encounter challenges in life. But I tell you the truth, this book has been loaded with wisdom, with the ways of God to put us above every challenge at all times. At all times. I love the way Mike Murdock said it. Mike Murdock said, let me quote him here. He said, "It is your success handbook. Nothing is as important as the wisdom of God for communicating laws of success for your life." I repeat it again. Mike Murdock said, "It is your success handbook. Nothing is as important as the wisdom of God for communicating laws of success for your life. Going through life, you may think, oh, the pressures that I'm passing through is just too much. This is too much. That is too much. The bills are too much. You know, so many things calling for your attention and putting pressure on you. But I tell you the truth. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. That's what Jesus said. I will give you what?
Rest
from every challenge that you are facing is available in this book. Rest. So Jesus said, come. Do you want to rest in your education? Come. Do you want to rest in your finance? Come. Do you want rest in your marriage? Come. Do you want rest with your children? Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
So please, make up your mind and invest into knowing the ways of God. Make up your mind and invest into knowing the ways of God. I've been brooding upon these words since when I wrote it down yesterday. Make up your mind and invest into knowing the ways of God. Abraham found the ways of God. Moses knew the ways of God. When you find the ways of God, it will always pay off. All the time. When you find the way of God, it will pay off. All you need to do is to find it. I don't mean what you know mentally. I'm talking of what you know with your spirit, what you know from your heart. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. That everybody knows that. Even unbelievers, if they read the Bible, they know it. But as the light of it dawns in your heart, it takes more than reading it to know it. It takes investing your time for it to come as a life. It comes alive to you. Because this book is alive. This book is alive. I love what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 20 to 22. It says, take hold of this word. Get acquainted with it. And verse 22, he says that when you wake up, it will talk to you. When you wake up, it will talk to you. This book is alive. That's why it talks. So please, invest your time in this book. Invest your time in this book. Time invested in this book is never wasted. Time invested in this book is never wasted. Psalms 103 verse 7. The Bible says, he made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. He made his ways known to Moses. And because Moses was faithful to know the ways of God, the children of Israel were able to enjoy the acts of God. Do you want to enjoy the acts of God? Get to know his ways. Get to know his ways, and then you will enjoy the acts of God. His ways are higher than our ways, the Bible says. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Get to know the ways of God. Moses knew it. Abraham found it. Today you will find it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Because once you know the ways of God, I tell you the truth, you will begin to, in fact, you will be in command of the affairs of this life. No more you say, oh, the load is too much. No, you'll be walking on top of them.
Amen.
So please, set aside other things. Set other things aside. Set other things aside. Invest your time in the word first, and that investment will soon be paying off in every area of your life. I'm telling you the truth. You know, Jesus said something. He said, the kingdom of God is as if a man saw a field of precious treasure. He went and sold everything that he had and bought that field. Why? He knew that the treasure in that field will give him a multiple times more. In fact, the Bible says 1,000. In fact, the Bible says 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, and then 1,000 times more reward. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah.
Praise.
So please, set other things aside. There are some things that are not seen, but is taking away your time. Set it aside. They are not sin, but it's taking away your time, majority of your time. Set it aside. So you can use that time to invest in knowing the ways of God. Because you see, when you know his ways and whatever he tells you to do, and you do it, it will take you to the top. Without any human connection. You don't need human. I tell you the truth. You don't need any human connection when God is working with you. You don't need any human connection when you believe the word of God. We saw it very clearly in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Somebody turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Doing whatever God says will take you to the top without any human connection. Without any human connection, you'll be on top. And you know, we have not looked at this scripture very well. If you look at this scripture very well, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2, you will observe that he says, he will set you above nations of the earth. Nations of the earth. Nations of the earth. That's what God said. And God is true. Let God be true and every other person a liar. God said he will set you on high above nations of the earth. Now, let's read it. Verse 1. Now, it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high. Please, can we read that verse, the next part together? One, two, go.
You will experience all these blessings.
No. Let's finish verse 1. We have not. That's why I want you to read the last part. He said,
the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth.
Did you see that? The Lord your God will set you. You see, it's not just talking of food and drink in this place. God is not just talking of food and drink. It's not just talking of shelter for you. It's not just talking of cars that you use to drive from one place to the other. God says he will so bless you, he will set you on high above all nations of the earth. All nations of the earth. And as a result of his blessings, he said, as a result of his setting you high, all these blessings will come after you. Now, listen to this. They come after you, not you pursuing the blessings. The scripture says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. That means they are coming after you. They are dry. You see, you didn't ask for it. The blessings just start coming. Overtaking blessings is coming your way this month.
Amen.
We still have some days before this month will be over. And I tell you the truth, the blessings of life is coming. The blessings of prosperity is coming. The blessings of honor is coming. The blessings of peace is coming. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
He says, and will overtake you. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So you see, it's not just reading this book for reading's sake. It's reading it with the mind of obedience. So you could see, Mary, having had an insight of the person of Jesus in the wedding in Galilee, having had understanding of who Jesus was, who Jesus is, he said to the servants, John chapter 2, verse 5. His mother said to the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. And I'm saying to someone today, whatever you find in this book, do it. It is your secret to lifting. It is your secret to enlargement. Whatever you find in this book, do it. Doing God's instruction or his command with utmost delight. You are not doing it as if, oh God. If not because you said, no, you are doing it with delight. Somebody say delight.
Delight.
Not obeying God with pressure. Not obeying God as if he is punishing you. No. David was always serving God with delight. Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did eat them and they were the rejoicing of my heart. His heart was rejoicing. Rejoicing of my heart. And you know, when the Bible refers to your heart, it's talking of the core of your being, the innermost part, the real you, the rejoicing of my heart. Now, let's look at that in Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Someone, if you are there, please. Read verse 1.
Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who
praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments.
Now, I want you to take note of that. He says here that, praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Now, look at the next line. He says, who delights greatly. He takes great delight. So sometimes you see yourself say, but I'm obeying the word of God, but it's not working. Ask yourself, are you doing it with delight? He takes delight greatly. He delights great, not just delight on the surface, but great delight in the commandments of God. So you could hear David says, I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of God. Because in the house of God, the pillar of truth is there. You could hear David say that. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God. Now, as a result of verse 1, look at what will happen to you. Verse 2, he said, his descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Is that not enlargement on all sides? He said, wealth and riches will be in his house. And his righteousness endures forever. His righteousness endures. See, wealth does not make you a sinner. No. He says here that is as... Look, with wealth and riches in his house, his righteousness still endures forever. So don't let the devil tell you that if you have too much of money, you will go to hell. That's not true. No. Anybody you see that money is making the person to sin, sin is already in the person's heart. Money only brought it out. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you look at this book of liberty, that's what the Bible calls it. As you look into this book of liberty, whatever it tells you to do, do it. Do whatever it tells you to do. It is the highway of life. Whatever it tells you and I to do is what we command the acts of God. When we do what it tells us to do, the acts of God will begin to pursue us. I beg you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, do it with joy. Do it with joy. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 28 again. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47.
If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything.
For God, I love this translation. Read verse 46 again. Verse 47, please.
If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm.
He says, with joy and enthusiasm. Now, you know, a lot of people are serving God. No doubt about it. I was told that over 4 billion people on earth are Christians. They are serving God. But do you know how many of those people are tortured by the enemy? Through poverty, through disease, sickness, yet they are serving the Most High God, creator of the ends of the earth. It ought not to be so. We are to serve this God with joy, with enthusiasm. My translation says with gladness of heart. Doing what he asks us to do. Now, what is God asking us to do? Matthew chapter 6. Let's turn to it. Matthew chapter 6. He's asking us to focus on the kingdom. When you focus on your personal needs, you miss the greatest issues of your life. But focusing on the kingdom of God causes your needs to be met supernaturally. It is the word of God. Jesus said in verse 9, in this manner, therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then he said in verse 10, your kingdom come. Did you see that? That's the beginning of prayer when it comes to request. That's the beginning of prayer. Your kingdom come. He put the kingdom first. And then he emphasized it again in verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Somebody say all these things.
All these things.
All these things shall be added unto you. Now look at that. He says, your kingdom come, verse 10. Your will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. You see, when you truly pray this prayer, you won't even need to pray other prayers. Because this prayer will take care of other things. Putting God first and his kingdom. Focusing on God's kingdom. And you are not just doing it because... No. You are doing it with joy, with gladness, with enthusiasm. Like I said to you, let me say it again. If it's 15 minutes, let it be the best 15 minutes of your time. If it's 30 minutes, let it be the best 30 minutes of your time. If it's 50 minutes, let it be the 50, the best 50 minutes of your time. If it's 1 hour, the best 1 hour of your time is an investment. And he said, if you do these things, he said, every other thing shall be added unto you. He will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. He will set you up on high. What you do in the secret, he, God Almighty, will reward you openly. That's what he said in Matthew chapter 6, where we are reading. He said, God who sees in secret will reward you openly. So expect open reward.
Amen.
I can hear a better amen.
Amen.
Can I hear a better amen?
Amen.
Please restructure your mind to focus on the word of God. Restructure your mind to focus on the kingdom of God. Restructure your mind and focus on the kingdom of God. Restructure your mind. The time has come for you to cooperate with your mind to focus on the kingdom of God. The mind is so powerful. The mind is so powerful. The mind will magnify anything you give to it. Whether good or bad, it will magnify it. The mind will magnify good, it will magnify bad. So cooperate with your mind and give it the word of God. Take the promises of God, put it in your mind, let it magnify it and see yourself accomplishing it. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
So he says here, thy kingdom come. And you know, something about God is this. If you are going to focus on God, you need to ask yourself, what is God focusing on right now? Ask yourself that question. What is the focus of God right now? I think his focus has not changed from day one. His focus is souls. Souls. He created man for himself, not for anybody, so that he could have fellowship with man. And man was taken away from him. He didn't stop there. He devised a plan. Like I was saying to someone yesterday, you know, the Bible said before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ was crucified. So when people say, if God is God, God knew that Adam will eat the apple. Why didn't he stop God? God already put a plan in place to rectify that. The Bible said before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ was crucified. Before the foundation of the world, God knew that Adam was going to fail. God knew that Adam was going to make the greatest mistake of the universe. And yet, he still gave him the... In fact, what God gave to Adam was so huge. So huge. He gave him entire control of the world, the universe. He said, I have dominion. It's like this house I'm in now. I have the lease of this house. I am the one occupying this house. The landlord now cannot come and tell me that I should sit here. Oh no, don't sit here. Go and sit in the kitchen. The landlord cannot say that to me. Why? I have the right. I have the lease of this apartment. Are you understanding that? I have the lease of this house. In the same way, God gave the lease of the earth to Adam. So God cannot come. God is a gentleman. He won't come. He has already given it to Adam. He won't come and say, oh, Adam, why did... Mm-mm, not God. But a device he means. Are you understanding that? So, what am I trying to say to you and I? I'm trying to say to you that the mind of God has not shifted from what his mind was from the beginning. He wants to have fellowship with you, son. He wants to have his sons come around him. And so John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world." Did you see that? "For God so loves souls." God loves souls. So the focus of God is souls. So what will be your focus? Souls. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." Have everlasting life. I tell you the truth. Let your focus shift from "God give me, God give me, God give me," to "Lord, I want to be a partner with you. Lord, I want to be a partner with you to reach out to so number of souls. Oh, Father, I want to be a path with you to take care of this number of souls, their needs." You see, David said something that you need to understand. David said, it was in my heart to build God a house. It was in my heart. Because it was in his heart, God made sure that the money came to him. He had the money to build a house. If a dream is in your heart, if a desire is in your heart, God will put the money in your hand. Especially if it is a kingdom dream. A kingdom dream. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So please, let's focus on the kingdom. Focus on souls. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Let it come from a genuine heart that, "God, these people cannot go to hell. Oh God, have mercy. These ones cannot go to hell." You say, "Oh, but I invited somebody. I preached to somebody. The person didn't answer me." Listen to me. Do you think that they will just answer you when Satan is behind them? The Bible said the God of this world has blinded their eyes. Their eyes have been blinded, just like your eye and my eyes were blinded. Especially for those of us who were not born into Christian homes. Our eyes were blinded, so when they were preaching to us, we were not even listening. Why? Satan was behind us, making sure that we don't even listen to what is being said. That's why you need to get into your closet and pray. Listen to me. Prayer for souls is... to bring people into the kingdom of God is a battle. It's a battle. It's a battle. Listen to me. It is a battle. It's not just whiskey prayer. It is a warfare, so to say. Because you are contending with the forces of darkness to rescue those souls from their kingdom. And do you think that the enemy will just sit down like that and let them go free? That's why you must put on that pressure. Oh God, release your spirit upon this earth. Oh God, for that, if you know some of the families, you call them by name, you begin to pray for them. That time of your prayer, you say, "God, let your kingdom be established. My Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break every chains of darkness." And as the spirit begins to lead you, you begin to open your mouth and pray. If you don't know what to pray, go through our programs. You will see prayer points there. Pick all of them. Pick them. There's so much prayer there to pray. Use it to engage God as you stand in the place of prayer, fighting to rescue souls from darkness. Not to make church grow. No. Not to make church grow. It's to rescue men from darkness. To rescue men from the pit of hell. It is partnering with your Jesus. It's becoming one with God. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
He said, "If you will hearken diligently unto me to do this thing that I'm telling you, I, the Lord your God, I will set you on high above all nations of the earth." Now that we are all like this, you better take this one serious, because very soon we will go. We are going to be different. We are going to be distinguished, and you are the one that determines your placement. Nobody determines your placement for you. Mary said, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." And God is speaking to us right now. Are you understanding that?
Yes, sir.
Please. Understand that you are in a warfare for souls, contending with the strong man, and you are saying to that strong man, let go in the name of Jesus. Let go in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Whether it is a man or a woman, boy or girl, young or old, poor or rich, every soul have equal value in the sight of God. Every soul. So the soul you brought is not as important. Every soul is not because you brought one, you got somebody special born again. No. Every soul has equal value before God. So you can see that person by the wayside, who doesn't even know anything, that you pass through every day, is important before God. He needs the salvation. You go into your closet, you pray for the person, and let love well up in your heart. When you have the opportunity, you minister to the person. When you have the opportunity, you give to the person. Doing these things will set you up on high. Doing these things will cause the blessings to come upon you and overtake you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Rise up to your feet. We are going to pray some prayer here today. We are going to pray. Remember, I told you, every Wednesday, we are going to be praying. Every Wednesday, we are going to be praying. Nero Zatela. First of all, lift up your voice. And let's give God thanks. Lift up your voice and let's give God thanks for his word. Thank him, because the Bible is not just a book. The Bible is the voice of God in written form. Thank him. Thank him for the word of God. Come on, somebody thank him. Somebody thank him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank him for the word that has come to you today. Come on, somebody, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Holy Spirit, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Zotia, Vera, Meno, Gabe, Shate, Clemenodo, Safeatus, Nogle, Veketuata, Mahelagopo, Sharabata. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice and give God praise. Give God thanks. Give God praise. Give God thanks. God is worthy. God is worthy. Oh, what a mighty God we serve in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we give you praise. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. You are a good God. You are a gracious God. Somebody lift up your voice and give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise and give him thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Now, this prayer I want to lead you to pray now. These are the kind of prayer that grants you life insurance. It grants you life assurance. It grants you prosperity. It grants you everything you can think of. This kind of prayer grants you that. So we are going to be praying. Lord, revive my prayer life. That's the first prayer we are going to pray. You see, your prayer life needs to be revived. Your prayer life needs to be revived. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice and begin to say, Lord Jesus, God Almighty, please revive my prayer life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody lift up your voice unto the Father. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, revive my prayer life. I come to you today that my prayer life shall be revived. Oh, that my prayer life shall be revived. Revive my prayer life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Revive my prayer life. Revive my passion for you. Let there be passion for you, O God. Revive my passion, O God. Revive my passion, O God. Let me have passion for you, my Father. Let me have passion for you. Let me have real love for you. When you love God, you will know what I'm talking about. Oh, for the love of God to be made manifest in your life. Oh, Father, that I will love you. That I will have real love, genuine love for you. Not head love, heart love. That I will sincerely love you. Somebody lift up your voice and talk to your Father. Lift up your voice and talk to your Father. Oh God of mercy, I'm asking for love in my heart. Love in my heart for you. That I will truly love you. That I will truly love you. That I will truly love you. Now begin to pray in the name of Jesus that you will love the word of God. You will love the word of God. The psalmist say, oh, how love I thy word. How love I thy word. It is my testimony all day. It is my testimony all day, Lord, that I will have genuine love for your word. Genuine love for your word. Genuine love for your word. Oh my God, I ask for genuine love. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. The reason the word is just closed is because you don't have love for it. When you have love for the word of God, it won't be closed. When you have love for the word of God, it won't be closed. It will be open. It will be open. The Bible will become an open book. The Bible will become an open book. Oh, the Bible says, Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has risen to open the seal. He has opened the seal. It cannot be closed to you. It cannot be closed to you. It is your love that makes it to be open. It is your love that makes your eyes to be open to the truth of the word of God. And finally begin to pray. Oh God, let me have love for souls. 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 My Father, let me have love for souls. Oh God of mercy, that I will invest my time. I will invest my time to focus on what you focus on. I will invest my time to love what you love. I will invest my time to prepare for what you have prepared for. I will invest my time to pray for souls. You know, the Bible says, if you don't pray, God's hand will bring himself salvation. God's hand will bring himself salvation. Nezozia vera kata, jodela vera menosas ya verate, igla peke tua Garatus, Meruza, Zotela, Veve Kratus Shoshiamanandush. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin to give thanks to God. Begin to give thanks to God. Begin to give him thanks. In the precious name of Jesus. Just before we take the communion, I would like to extend an invitation to those who have not known Christ and you are listening to this message. Jesus Christ came to die for your sins. He took your place. And today you are saying, God, I'm responding to you. I'm responding to your sacrifice. If that's your heart desire, I want to pray for you. Say with me, dear God in heaven, I come with you today, just as I am. Forgive me my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins, and you rose up again the third day to justify me. Thank you, Father, for setting me free. I believe Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you just pray this prayer, I want you to send us an email. The email address for the church is info@thelovepavilion.org. We will get back to you and be glad to be part of your life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Glory to God. Let's be on our feet, please. Wherever you are, stand up. Just be on your feet as we take the communion today. Glory to God. My prayer for you is that this communion you are about to take We make you to love God.
Amen.
We make you to love the things that God loves.
Amen.
Whatever God doesn't love, you will not love.
Amen.
Whatever God hates, you will hate.
Amen.
Whatever God loves, you will love.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
So as you take this communion today, the glory of God shall rest upon you.
Amen.
The hand of God shall rest upon you.
Amen.
Everything that is caused sickness in your body shall be destroyed by virtue of this communion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever God has not planted shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That door that has been closed against you, it shall be opened before you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessings of the Almighty God shall come upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The communion is to make us more like Jesus. As you take it today, receive that grace to be more like Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your voice for a few seconds and place a demand on the communion. Place a demand on the communion. Place a demand on it. Place a demand on it. Oh, my Father, Nahela Grosha Telamendosh, that I will know you more than anything else. That I will know you, Lord, more than anyone else. That I will know you, Lord. Amen. Kukutu siasia. That I will know your ways, my Father.